This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tiny, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, how good is it to be alive? Welcome to Monday, Carrie Bickmore.
Welcome, Buzzy. It's getting warmer. Speaking of Tradie Baby there, I put the laddie in the Zipsters without the arms and the legs now. It's getting summerish. I can see her fat, chunky legs out the bottom. Oh, I'm going to eat them.
How good are so delicious. Fat little baby feet.
Oh, my God. Fat little baby feet. I mean, that is almost the best part. If you could nibble on their toes, that's where I'd start.
You're nibbling on your baby's toes.
I would nibble on her toes. I'm not into adult.
But hang on, when you say I would, what's stopping you? You can. You're the mum.
I think it's a bit weird. I have friends.
So you wouldn't?
Well, although I could justify it like this. My friends take their bite their kids' nails with their teeth, so maybe I could just chew off her nails on her little feet.
This is like when I heard about the sucking the snot out of the nose. That's really.
We've got so much to talk about. Yes. We all spent the weekend together. It was a glorious weekend. Yep. Stuff went down. We need to discuss. We'll do that.
Remember
next.
When you pulled your hair out?
Hey, guys, plus a surprise guest is on the show a little bit later on. Stick around.
Surprise guest that you don't know about. And
so you guys know about it?
Yeah, we do.
All right, we'll get to that soon.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you want to win a trip to Antarctica and play penguining, just register at carrieandtommy.com.au. We'll hopefully give a trip away this afternoon. Who knows?
But I'm not going to get excited about that trip. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because whenever I get excited about a trip, it doesn't end well. The same way that you seem to get sick just before you go overseas or, you know, on your wedding day, you wake up, just things go.
Oh, my God, all these things have happened to me.
No, you know, you can not be sick at all and all of a sudden it's a day of like your 30th and you wake up and you got a cold. Like, I feel like that's what happens, right? Yeah. So on the weekend we had Radio Awards.
Yes.
And we were all going to go away together as a team, team bonding.
Yes, you made us.
I did make you. I did make you. None of you wanted to go and I said we're a team and we should do fun
things. We said that'll
together.
Be a punish and you said you have to and we said damn it.
You said the leader has spoken and we will go.
Yes.
Anyway, so we were going to go up
taking
Friday.
Taking shackles and a Hannibal Lecter-style mask to the airport.
I know, I was very forceful. Apologies for that. You had a good time, though.
Yes, I did.
So Friday we were going to go up. We were having a big team dinner to see Buzzy, who's living in Brisbane. Mm. And then Saturday night with the Radio Awards. And then Friday morning I woke up and I'd been up all night with Evie, who had severe croup.
Yes.
And it was horrible. And if anyone that knows, you know, croup means they can't breathe. Wasn't very nice. So then I had to cancel coming up on Friday.
Yes.
And I was going to have to play it by year Saturday. And I was so devastated.
I got told you weren't going to come.
Did
I got told you?
Who
were warming.
Told you?
I got told you were warming
you
me
mean?
Up. When you called me late on Friday for a chat, I got told by a friend and colleague of ours that she said, she's not coming. And I said, isn't she? And she laughed and she said, she's already messaged you telling you she's not coming out tonight. Why would she call you? That's a warm-up phone call. She's not coming.
Oh, I was calling you out of respect because I felt bad that I'd made you go and then I wasn't coming.
Yes,
that's
was
what
pretty atrocious.
Anyway, you all went out on Friday night.
Yeah.
And then I was already feeling really left out. Mm. So I got the first flight out Saturday morning so I could come in hot as you describe it.
Yep.
We could have a full day, just have fun together and head into the awards.
Yes, we were hungover.
And I arrived at brekkie and all of you had eaten brekkie already. And so I sad sack ate brekkie on my own.
Yeah.
And then you all looked horrendous. Mm. And then you all said you'd had this massive night together.
Yeah.
And I purposely said, could you
what
save
did you want us
big,
to do? Stay
save
in.
It till the night.
Stay in. Guys, we can't go out. Bickmore's not here.
Yes,
even though she forced us to go on this trip for team bonding. Let's not bond without
that's
her.
That's exactly what I wanted you to do. Have restraint and wait to have fun with me.
Mate, I was drinking my way through because my co-host wasn't even going to turn up the next day. And I was going to have to present awards by myself. That's what I was
so
pitching.
Wish that had
I was going to have to stand on stage and go, hi, I'm Tommy.
And I'm Carrie.
Might have gone better.
Next award.
Might have gone better than what we did.
No, I thought it was pretty good. I thought we were fine.
Anyway, I then said, all right, what are we doing? And Sonda turned to me and said, I'm going to go have a nap.
Mm.
And then I was like, oh, and you said, well, I'm going to go for a run.
But Son gave you a pretty good option. Son, what did you offer, Carrie?
I just said, do you want to come nap with me?
Yeah.
Because no, no, she's not up all night with Evie. Maybe you want to come.
So you went
in a cunning combination to get Bickers in bed with you. You said, "Hey, do you want to come nap with me?"
I got rejected.
You went and napped.
I asked her if she wanted to come running with me.
Okay, can I tell you how much you avoided hanging out with me? It was absolutely pissing down with rain,
and you ran in it
so that we didn't have to hang out. So you know what I did on my day on my own in Brisbane?
Well, I offered you to come and watch the races with me and have a punt.
I don't want to come and watch the races.
Yeah, you don't do fun stuff, mate.
I do fun stuff.
What did you do?
I went and hung out in a shopping centre on my own. And then what else did I do at that shopping centre for both of you?
You bought me shoes.
I bought you what, shoes because you'd left yours at home.
Shoes.
And I bought Sandra
a
handbag.
And you bought me a clutch. It was so nice.
It was so bad.
And then later in the night you said, "Oh, I like your bag." And I said, "Thanks, you bought it for me."
Actually, you did comment on my shoes as well.
I forgot. Anyway, we went to the awards and it was good and we had a good night, but I still missed out on the fun.
You know actually how you went to bed? Sandra and I went back out.
Did you?
We went back to the after party.
You didn't. I asked you if you were going to go to the after party.
Yeah, but then you pulled your hair out and ran out of the room after we'd
opened. I was tired.
Remember when you pulled your hair out? I didn't even know that was fake.
Anyway, lots of people had comments to say about you on the weekend. They've been hitting me up on the apps. No, it's to do with the shoes that I brought you and what you put it with. And we're going to discuss it next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, dude. Have you heard the latest?
Maybe it'll blow your mind.
Totally viral.
Surf it, scroll it, throws it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it.
Oh, my God. Everyone's talking about it.
What's the apps on the apps?
What are you...
I was just reading some more of the comments underneath the poster.
Well, you only cackle like that when it's when it's good for you and not good for me.
So I posted some pics of you and I at the Radio Awards on the weekend. I did think it was peculiar myself when, as according to me, it was black tie. And
I didn't know that.
You did know that.
I did not know it was black tie.
We had a full discussion about what we're all wearing.
No, but that's the reason I was asking. I thought it was just suit. I didn't know it was black tie. I thought you had to wear. I thought it was a cocktail.
Either way, if you thought it was a suit, what did you choose to wear?
So,
chinos,
which were gaffer taped up
at the bottom.
Yeah,
a white shirt and the white sneakers you made me go by.
Yes, I realised that wasn't a suit.
Yep. Even if you thought that was the dress code.
I know, and because I did plan to bring up a suit as well, and then I went no, because then you just decide which one to wear, and that'll take time. So just take this.
So there was Buzzy there in the most gorgeous velvet suit.
Were you wearing velvet, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, I touched him up all night. And then I was wearing a velvet dress. Touched me up all night, Buzzy. We were next to each other. Yeah.
Bit more inappropriate.
You guys starting a friction fire.
You know, when you rub velvet,
We were matching, actually. Similar colour as well.
And then there was you. Only I think secretly inside you thought you were looking pretty damn good. You had that glint in your eye of someone that felt overly confident underdressed.
I think that was drunkenness, but sure.
Anyway, I feel like it's always the most accurate opinion is those on social media.
Are they saying cool? Tommy's cool.
First one. Lots
I can see
of
a bit of gaffer. Yep.
First one. Tommy could have worn a tie? Sure.
No,
maybe,
he can't. Yep. He can't do them up. I don't know how to tie a tie. The reason why I wear them here at Channel 10 is because the wardrobe does them.
Just get the ones I get Ollie for school. They're on an elastic.
Oh, the wacky ones. Yeah, that's not bad.
Imagine.
I could get a t-shirt with next year's.
To take off your tie.
And it's elastic. Pulls it back, snaps me in the chin. Go off.
A lot of comments about your love for white shoes. Why doesn't he wear any other shoes? Good question. Why don't you?
I don't know. It's a phase at the moment.
Yep. Okay. Someone else saying, so there you are, Carrie, going to a classy event. And where's Tommy going? The local pub for drinks.
No one wears. What pub are they going to? People don't wear gaffered up chinos at my pub. At my pub, I wear jeans with my ass ripped out of them. That's what I'm currently wearing.
Someone who thinks you and I look like brother and sister, which is very disturbing.
Cute.
And then this one. The reason Tommy doesn't have a girlfriend, is he dresses like a 15-year-old boy going to a formal.
I think 15-year-olds are quite stylish now.
I do love the rest of her message. Carrie, you're perfect. Thank you, lovely
well,
lady.
Because I'll have you know that even though you're trying to bring me down, my confidence
I didn't read you all the rest of them because all the rest of them are just telling you that you look good, which was really annoying.
Well, it's also, I'm unshakable on this weekend because Sunday night, after reading some of those comments myself, I did the project and I did notice when I saw myself come up on the screen the first time, I thought, I look a bit like brown. Like they put bronzer on my face or something. Almost like I've just come out of a sunbed. You know when your eyes look whiter than the rest of your face? And I thought, oh, I won't say anything. That'll cause. And then I turn on my phone afterwards. These are just three really quick ones. Looking a bit sunburnt tonight, mate. And then three lobster emojis. The next one, I put a photo up of me and Trini, the makeup.
Yeah.
She
Trini
sells
and
makeup.
Susanna.
Yeah. Hi, Tommy. You should have got her to do your makeup. Lol, lol, lol.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And then the next one, why are you wearing so much fake tan on tonight's project, mate? So, you know, that's fine. That's fine.
Swings and roundabouts.
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Quark Expeditions, the leader in polar adventures to Antarctica. It's not too late. Visit quarkexpeditions.com.
Penguins, penguin, penguin, penguins.
Stop, you're saying it wrong.
Winning.
I can't believe this is a competition that we are doing to give away a $43,000 trip to Antarctica.
Hell yeah.
All you got to do is register now at carrieandtommy.com.au. If you want to take someone on the trip of a lifetime, Jade is on the line now. Jade, how are you feeling?
Oh, well, I would like to win a trip to Antarctic, so I'm feeling pretty nervous.
I mean, it'd be weird if you called up and you didn't want to win.
Yeah. You've probably got a problem.
Who would you take, hun?
I've said I would take my sister, probably because I'd have the best time with her rather than my husband.
Oh. Hey, Jade, have you heard how the competition's been going?
Yes,
okay,
I have.
Okay, so you know what you need to do. Just listen out. I'm going to write an Antarctica-themed word, and based on the sound of the pen strokes, if you can guess the word, it's you and your sisso going on the trip of a lifetime. Are you ready?
Yes, feel free to write it really, really slow.
Okay.
All right,
here you
ready?
Go, Jade. Your word is starting now. Jade, what do you think your word is?
Oh, God, I've got absolutely no clue. Something to do with Antarctica.
It is something to do with Antarctica.
Very right. You've got to take a stab. Did you recognise any of the letters?
I think there was some pretty simple letters in there. It didn't seem to be one that had too many W's or O's or anything.
You've got
like
no
that.
Idea, do you, Jade?
No, I've not really hoped to.
Just have a guess, Jade.
Arctic?
Ooh, Jade, it was icicle.
Icicle. Oh.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Damn it. The good news is you can enter again, Jade. Good luck. And for everybody out there, the trip of lifetime is still on the line.
And good luck telling your husband when he realises you'd rather holiday than your sister.
That's okay. We'll deal with it.
If you do want this amazing trip, you can still register carrieandtommy.com.au. That is how you enter. It is all thanks to Quark Expeditions, the leader in polar adventures. Experience the journey of a lifetime.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The Tradie Baby Zips is now available at Big W and Best and Less. Tradie Baby made tiny tough.
A little bit of trivia about tradie underwear.
Yeah.
I found out the other day, also comfortable if you wear it inside out. Didn't
Amazing.
Mean to find that out, but I took off my pants at the end of the day.
Didn't and
have
a I
shower
went,
and... Oh, my jocks have been on inside out the whole
oh,
day.
Oh, yeah. You don't shower anymore. You've given up now that you've got tradie undies.
Yeah, just wear them inside out, upside down, back to front. Hey, Bickmore.
Yes.
I want to know what went down at the Airbnb. 131060 if you want to get involved, because... my mate Johnny Longballs, he Airbnbs out his place. And
not his real name.
Hey?
Not his real name.
That is his real name.
It's not his last name.
Oh, no, that's not his real name. He Airbnbs out his place.
Yeah.
And his dog is crook at the moment, has an infected ear.
Yeah.
And he was cleaning the place, getting it ready, and then somehow he must have left the, like, drops that you need for the dog's ear at the place. And so he rang the guests and spoke to them, and they happened to have a dog with them as well. And he goes, you're not going to believe it, but I've actually left my dog's drops there. And they went, oh, my God, you need to come and get the drops. And he goes, no, I don't want to disturb you guys. Yeah. You guys are staying. Yeah. And he said they were so lovely. And they went, how about we have a look round for the drops? And he goes, well, actually, I can tell you pretty much exactly where they are. I think they're in my bedroom. And so then he goes, look, I'll hang up, I'll go have a look, and I'll let you know how I go.
Yeah.
So they went up, and then they sent him a photo, and they went, are these the drops? Now, they weren't the drops, but there was something else that you would find in a bedroom.
That aren't liquid?
that is liquid.
Oh.
Let's call it an adult moisturiser. And, oh. and said,
were they being funny?
Well, he thinks they definitely were being funny because they sent and said, is this the drops? And he wrote back, no, that's not the drops. And I said, what, did they not speak English? I mean, he goes, no, they're Aussie and they spoke perfect English. And I said, do you think they were
having a laugh?
And he goes, absolutely, they're just being funny.
Why doesn't he move that kind of stuff before Airbnb people are coming to stay?
Well, because his room's separate. But,
oh, so they can't use his room, yes, but they were going in there to get the drops.
To get the drops,
oh,
yes.
Oh, God, but that's probably that's probably not a bad thing to find. They could have found worse in his room. I mean, from what I've heard about Johnny. We're not live, are we? Johnny. Sorry, Johnny Longballs, don't sue me.
Sorry, Longballs. That's probably how he got his Longballs, actually. give us. And in the case of Mr. Longballs against Carrie Bickmore, Mr. Longballs, your defence, please. I want to know, what have you found at an Airbnb?
Oh, totally weird stuff.
Because you forget, these are often people's houses.
Yeah.
Particularly, you know, I snoop. I don't know if you do when you're in an Airbnb, but I snoop.
Well, but even the reverse, though, you could come back to your home having Airbnb and find leftover Airbnb guests' stuff.
I absolutely love it. Give us a call. Oh, can we take Simone, Buzzy?
She's still talking to the producers, by the looks
of it. They're
just
catching up on what's been going on.
Yeah, it's been a great long time.
Maybe Simone.
We got her over now. We can chat to Simone now.
Hey, Simone.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I'm doing good. Very well, thank you.
That's good. Simone, what went down at the Airbnb?
Okay, hold on to your seat. So my boyfriend and I, for 3 years, we went to an Airbnb in, I'm not going to say where it is, but we went somewhere down in the Dandenongs, and we found, I'm not going to tell you the exact place and the exact street.
Earl Court, number 25.
There was a long, full-length mirror in the bathroom, and we didn't think anything of it because, it's a full-length mirror, but it's right in front of the shower, and so we were sitting in the spa, which is in the bathroom as well, and my partner at the time looked at the mirror, and he was like, isn't it weird that they've got, a full-length mirror in the bathroom when you've got, we had a huge mirror in front of the actual sink? And I was like, yeah, that's funny. I was like, it's almost the size of the actual door. So we were like, there's no way that that's a hidden door behind that. So we looked at it and then we started searching up about if you can actually tell if it's a double mirror or not. And it's one of those ones where if you put your finger there, you shouldn't be able to see if there's you shouldn't be able to see a gap between your finger and the other side of the mirror.
Yeah.
But we could see a gap, which meant it was a double mirror. So we started pulling it forward and they've chained the door back. So you can't actually get through it. So when we asked them about it, I wasn't going to say anything, but my boyfriend was like, something's weird about that. She was like, no, it's so we can fix your spa and stuff. But I said, when we first got there, you told us you didn't need us to be there because you had a key to the front door. So why are you coming through a back door in the bathroom? And why is there a double mirror right in front of the shower?
And what did they say?
She didn't have anything to say. She said, no, it's just a normal door. It's just a normal door. So we called Airbnb and we sent them emails and stuff and we had nothing sent back to us about the place. So we've just never gone back.
Hey, Simone.
I'm glad you told me to hold on to my seat.
Off air, can you?
Disturbing.
Off air, can you give our producers? Can you give them the address and I'll go stay there
and check what's behind the door?
Yeah.
Well, are you after it?
Hey.
You're gonna have to suss it out a little bit.
Yeah. I want to suss it out.
Yeah, done. I will do.
Okay, thanks, Simone. That is great. What did you find at an Airbnb? Give us a call, 131060. This is fun.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
We're asking you what you found in your Airbnb.
Yeah. My friend.
Johnny.
LB. Johnny LB. He asked the tenants of his Airbnb to see if they could find the antibiotics for his dog's ear, and they sent him a bottle that was not
antibiotics.
Not
it was
antibiotics.
A bottle of something else found by the bedside.
Yes, it was. Yes. Jack from the Sunny Coast. What'd you find in the Airbnb, bro?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, brother. What did you find?
We discovered after renting the place for 2 weeks because we're getting repairs done on our house.
Yeah.
Third day in, one of the neighbors decided he wanted to have a chat with me while I was standing at the end of the laneway guiding my daughter in with her car, that the house was being used for filming adult movies.
Whoa.
Not why you were there, just in between times.
actually before we were there. Apparently, they'd been there booked in for the entire month.
Were you cooking on those bench tops? I'm assuming it's a yes.
Speak because there we rented a really nice place. It had a pool, you know, three bedroom place, everything backed out onto the pool deck and everything. It was gorgeous, but it was all surrounded by different houses, and apparently all the neighbors were viewing down into the thing while they're doing late night meetings and everything else. The entire works.
Wow.
Gosh, that's a lot to see when you get up in the morning.
It makes my neighbours. Yeah, I'm trying to have my breakfast. I can see what he's had for lunch and I'm trying to have my breakfast.
Dean, what went down at the Airbnb?
So I own a company that manages quite a few Airbnbs across Melbourne, and one of the cleaners found an envelope with cash in 50s and 100, about $10,000 worth.
Are you keeping that?
I wish. Now, we called up the guest before. It was their wedding. They were using that money to pay for a honeymoon to Vanuatu.
That's what they said, and then they were off to film an adult film something. At a joint.
A lot darker than that.
Yeah.
Drug deals going down yes. in the Airbnb.
Jeez, you'd feel so lucky to get that money back. You'd think, in an envelope, you think, surely it's gone.
Gone for good.
Yeah. Should we go to Amanda? Amanda finishes off. What was found at the Airbnb?
Yes, I've got an Airbnb in the Hunter Valley, and I had an elderly couple, 65, stay. And after they left, I was going in to clean the property, and they rang and said, oh, my God, we've left a Coles shopping bag of groceries. Can we come back and get it? But under no circumstances could I look in the bag.
Oh, that'll make you look.
And, of course, well, that's the first thing you do. And I thought, well, geez, maybe they're vegans. But no, it was a bag full of adult toys.
Wow, there's a real
thing. So no bananas in there?
No.
Harry Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little with Husey and Ed Cavalier in to drive you home inside the next 30 minutes.
Now, Buzzy, you have no idea what's going on. Is that true?
I'm so nervous because I'm usually across everything that goes on with this show.
There should be...
As you should be as the anchor of our show.
Yes. I question that, but sure. there should be a blindfold. If you just reach under your desk in front of you there, Buzz, if you put your right hand down...
Did you put a blindfold
and
there?
...and reach under
you
your desk...
There's no... fall for it. There is definitely no way.
I thought maybe Tommy would be super planned here. So
no blindfold. Desk
hands. No blindfold.
there is a bit of audio though that we would like to play to you.
Yes. Okay. I'll play that now. Yeah. Is that what you want?
Sorry. I mean, can you play it?
Great.
Play it to yourself. Go on.
All right. I'm playing it to myself. Here we go.
Buzz, you've been upset in the past that Tommy's compared you to Anthony Kalia.
I think we're all missing out a word.
Yeah. I was going to say Anthony Kalia as well. The Anthony Kalia reference.
I think, in fairness to me, I did say dumpy Anthony Kalia.
Well, because you say that you often get compared to Anthony Kalia, Buzz.
A lot of people in the past, especially in my skinnier state of life, said I look a lot like Anthony Kalia. And now, after starting work on the show, my friends call me Fat Anthony Kalia, thanks to Tommy.
Well, I also think your curves that you've added are beautiful and gorgeous, so
thank
let's
you.
Not worry about that. But we thought we'd bring the man in himself.
It is Anthony Kalia, everybody.
Oh, he's so much cooler than I am.
That's your doppelganger over there.
I've heard of this before.
Hey, bro.
My condolences to you.
No, you're a good-looking rooster. I'm proud.
How do you feel when you see that man there? Do you see a bit of yourself in him?
Not really. I wear a flannel shirt, but, you know.
You wouldn't wear flannel?
Oh.
Do you wear camo? He wears a lot of camo.
Oh, we do a bit of camo. Maybe you could come over to my place and I could maybe fit you out in some new attire.
Style me. Oh, I'd love that.
Style by Anthony Kalia.
You can look as cheap as me.
It's like a new queer eye for the straight guy.
Oh, I've been mistaken for Jay Rodriguez. Don't you worry. Yeah. It was in Sydney. I was out at dinner and these girls came up. Yeah, these girls came up and they said, oh, can we grab a photo and an autograph? And I was like, yeah, stroke the ego. And then as I was taking the photo, they're like, oh, we love you on that show. And I'm like, what show are you talking about?
Australian Idol back in
No, they were literally thinking it was Jay Rodriguez. So I ended up signing Jay Rodriguez.
I love it.
Yeah. You've done that before. Didn't you sign as somebody famous? That wasn't you, a comedian or something?
Who did they think?
In Vancouver?
Oh, I signed headshots of the comedian.
Oh!
Yeah, there was a guy waiting at stage door and he goes, man, can you sign these? And they were photos of a different comedian. And I just went, sure, no worries.
I've had Shannon, I've had Casey, I've had everyone.
Shannon?
Shannon,
yeah.
No!
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I've been walking down the street and guys would go, Shannon! And I'd literally go, what about me?
We should mention your new single is coming out this Friday.
Yes.
It's called What's Wrong With Me.
Yeah, it's rhetorical. Don't answer that.
Well, I was going to
ask, I think I've got a bit of it here, actually.
Yeah.
What a voice.
I mean, you look similar, but you don't sound anything like each other.
Buzzy, can you belt out just a bar of that?
Please with me.
Oh, that's
is that good?
Yeah, well, he's got the dance moves, right?
Great. That's all I want.
I was going to ask you, what is wrong with you?
You know, the last year I got back into the studio and I just wanted to write my lyrics and my melodies. You know, I'm 36 now. I know what you're thinking. I look fabulous for my age. Thank you.
You actually do.
Yeah, but if you go off the rails, have a look up at Buzzy. That's what you'll look like.
And I'm only 29.
No, it's just, yeah, it's a song that I'm extremely proud of. And, hopefully when you listen to it, you get, you know, a deeper connection with me as a person, as an artist, because I feel as though in this day and age too, we all put our beautiful lives on social media, and this is a totally unfiltered version of me in music.
What's the story that we don't know that's in this music?
I feel as though for me, I have a lot of self-doubt. I know on the facade we all put ourselves out there as confident people and so forth, but this is it's weird when I listen back to these lyrics, because at the time you're not thinking about releasing it into the public domain, so it's scary. It's so scary. And, you know, when I was recording it in the studio, I had a moment to myself and I was just like, this is, you know, it's getting real. Like, I'm going to actually share these lyrics with people. And, just a part of me that is not so shiny and lovely. Yeah.
I think you've got to get into comedy.
Why?
Because in comedy you don't have to put yourself out there as...
And it's a lot cheaper too. You just rock up to a venue.
One microphone.
No bands.
When I look at bands perform, I go, how do you break even on anything?
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. I'm a hustler. I'll do anything.
That's why you're here.
I'm the Lisa Rinna of the music industry.
Hey, we thought, while we were comparing you to Buzz,
we
thought we'd give you a go at doing Buzz's job.
What?
Buzz basically...
I'm very good at pressing buttons.
Buzz basically says, hey, it's Carrie and Tommy, and then we start talking.
Yeah.
And he also asks the questions in our paper quiz segment.
I've heard of this.
Can you stick around? Mm. And when we come back from the song,
can you introduce us back? Yes, yeah. And then take us through the paper quiz.
Okay, do I have to try and come up with the answers as well?
No, don't worry.
Oh, good, because I'm dumb.
Mate, so are we. We do the dumb bit. You don't have to do that bit. But let's see how you go anchoring our show, because, I mean, hey, Buzzy, you know.
Yeah.
Done.
All right.
I wish I bought that flannel shirt now.
We can swap.
Yeah.
Might fit you if you put on a little bit more weight. All right, we'll have Anthony Kalia doing the paper quiz next, and Anthony's new hit single, What's Wrong With Me, it is out on Friday.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Anthony Kalia here with Carrie and Tommy, and we are about to quiz you both.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Hey, that was a good start,
yeah.
Bro.
Was that a good start?
Yeah. For your first attempt at anchoring our show, the thing I really liked about it, you put your name first.
Isn't that of course.
That's really bold. Well, I've never even thought of putting my name ahead of Bick Moore's. There's no way I would ever do that.
From now on, the show starts and it's like, it's Buzz here with Carrie.
That'd be great. Buzzy, if you just start slipping that in, if you just
go, I might start
and
doing
anyway,
that.
Guys, it's Buzz, Carrie, and Tommy. quiz questions, my friend.
Okay. You know, I'm a dumbass. I can't even read properly. Okay.
Well, you said you're very similar to Buzz, so we'll see whether you're as good at doing the quiz as Buzz is.
Does that mean Anthony has to answer the sports question?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
The league questions.
Buzz always answers the sports question because he's very good at that. Do you think you'd be able to help us with them?
Well, if it's about Tom Daley, yes. No.
It's very specific.
All right, question number one. Which movie series was based around the character Marty McFly?
Oh, Back to the Future, isn't it?
Yeah, bang. So we'll go through.
Okay,
we'll do
okay,
answers.
Question number two. Okay, I can't even read these words. What is the capital city of Bosnia and Herzegovina? You see, what is you are
isn't
so much
it
smarter.
Montenegro? Is that what Bosnia Herzegovina became?
I don't know.
No, maybe not. Is that right?
Is that your final answer?
You're good. Keep it moving. Yeah, lock it in, Vickers. Lock it in.
Wow, I've never been moved on so quickly before.
You taking notes, Buzzy?
No, maybe not. Yeah, I am. Like Serbia, Montenegro, it was all...
Lock it in.
Okay.
I love it.
Let's go, Montenegro.
Okay. Number three. Which team knocked the Parramatta Eels out of the 2019 NRL final series?
Well, the thing is, because, Buzz, you're
Roosters?
Not...
Is it Canberra?
You can be involved in this because you're a participant. Yeah,
it was Melbourne. It was Melbourne.
There you go.
Yeah, 36 now.
Okay, question number four. Scrap Boy and Grubby are featured in which children's TV series? You should know this.
Scrap Boy and Grubby. Grubby.
Don't you have kids?
Yeah, but I've never heard of those people.
Well, you're not a good mother, are you?
No. Hey, I don't put my kids in front of TV. I give them the phone instead.
Hey, mate. What would it be? Is it Play School or The Wiggles or what?
Nah, it's something going to be
it's
like...
a lot of no's.
It'll be some Cartoon Connection, kind of Cartoon Network thing, like... I don't know.
If only we could phone a friend, we'd call Anne-Marie Bigger from Agro's Cartoon Connection. Yes. Question number five. In which decade of the 19th century was the Rio Tinto Group founded?
Oh.
Of the 19th century, so 18-something.
The Rio Tinto. Mm. Oh, mighty. 18... When did they get... Like,
what are we saying?
You're into shares and stuff, aren't you?
No.
What about 1850s?
Yeah, I love it. Good.
Sure.
Lock it in.
Lock it in?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like maybe
five?
The Montenegro.
That's five.
Okay, Bosnia. What's a...
Anyway, I can't think. But, no. Yeah.
Okay.
Hit us.
Okay, so question one.
Yep.
What did you say?
Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Bang.
Correct. Boom. Number two, what did you say?
Montenegro, but it's not.
No, it's Sarajevo.
Oh. It's Sarajevo.
Oh. Sarajevo. Told you I'm a dumb
it's
shit.
It's Sarah Jessica Parker.
Who do we have on the show tomorrow? Just forward plug.
Yeah, good.
Okay, question number three. What did you say?
Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, Melbourne Storm.
Yes, boom. Right.
Yeah.
Not bad. Four. I think you got this wrong.
We couldn't get it. It was the bad mother one.
Dirt Girl World.
Yeah.
Dirt
what
Girl.
Is that?
Sounds pretty. Damn. Dirt Girl World.
Sounds fun.
Okay, number five.
1850s.
No.
Oh.
70s.
1870s.
Damn. Yeah, me too.
Oh, well.
Brush up on my oil companies.
It wasn't our finest, but we got there.
Well, you got two.
And you nailed it. Thank you very much. Could you please thank Anthony Blair?
Thanks so much.
And I might point out one thing. You said you have self-doubt. If I'm reading this correctly, the prayer from when you were on Oz Idol still remains the fastest selling single title of all time, mate.
Damn.
Yeah, nothing to worry about. You take that to the grave.
I will. Don't worry. It's on my tombstone.
What single still available for purchase?
I'm not making any money from it, so no.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Look, he's in the studio with us. It's Hughie and Ed Cavalli.
Ooh. Yeah, we're
big
pumped
night
up.
Ahead. Big night ahead.
Happy finale, everybody.
Yeah, it's the grand finale.
And Ed?
Is he in the
Big, have
singer?
You been paying attention?
No, I'm not
he's
on
not
this
on that
week,
one.
So we're going to discuss that
sorry,
as well.
Sorry, mate. I'm really sorry. I really thought I was had you back then.
No, that's okay. It's going to be the biggest have you been paying attention of the year, and he's not
and
on
he's
it.
Not on.
Possibly of all time. But we are going to discuss that on our show.
We're
gonna, that's given us a couple of segments. But
absolutely. Good news.
Of course. Of course, we won't let you do it in our show. Otherwise, you'll have no gear for yours.
Exactly.
I got that memo sternly from you the other day.
Are you both on the project tonight? Question.
We are.
Well, I'm going to be on the project as well. So I don't know if
are you
know
going to
that.
Be on the project, Ed?
Not tonight.
No, not tonight.
I bought a new shirt, so I'm going to have a new shirt. So, yes, very exciting.
Tune in for that.
I'm going to debut it on the project.
Wow, your new look.
Wow,
is it a whole new look?
Yeah, it's a green check. I'm really going out.
I was going to walk off the desk, but now that I found out there's a new shirt involved,
mate,
I'm staying.
You'll be able to smell it from where you are.
And Tommy, congratulations on luring Trini? Into dropping some fantastic language. Mate. Well done. Well done, sir. Well played.
Wasn't that wild?
It was excellent.
But I just wished she spelled out a word on the project last night.
Yeah.
that we
a word that
can't.
I just choose to say in full. I don't know why she's.
Yeah, that's very true, Carrie. You she's put a you material.
Put
a,
but no, Carrie put the US at the end. So
yeah, that's very true.
Yeah,
yes.
But I wish everybody in Australia could have heard the panicked producers in our ear when that happened.
What was it?
What happened?
Apologize. Someone apologize. And of course, I'm not doing that. So I just laugh.
You left. See, that's why the rest of us get the reputation of being the ones that go, "Oh, Tommy," because you won't ever do your
yes.
It's got to clean
did up someone apologize?
It's making me laugh at the moment. So whenever there's a clip on the project where someone looks like they may have hurt themselves, so if something's put over, we're meant to say, "Oh, that person's okay,"
and you don't.
I don't.
No. And then we get told in our ear, "Say the person's okay."
Yeah. Well, then I find it funny when the producer says, "My ear, say they're okay," and I will look down the barrel of the camera and say, "They might be dead."
Yeah, then it's a fitting tribute. It's a fitting tribute to their memory.
But who did apologise? I know. Yeah, who apologised after the C word was spelt out in its
entire
four-letter glory?
Yes. Yeah, who did?
I think
Paul Lisa.
I think Lisa. I think PVO, and I think Susie Yusuf all apologised.
They've all had a go.
It was a cacophony of sorry.
It's good fun.
Give me some joy about tonight, Husey, because I'm so excited about the Masters.
Oh, yeah, look, it's just, I mean, I
come
can't.
Come on.
Please tell me there's some shocks. Is there some shocks?
I mean, it certainly shocks from my point of view, I can tell you.
You've got no idea who anyone is.
I can tell you, something happened. I haven't talked about this before, but something happened just before one of the reveals where I was told backstage something which made me change who I guessed.
Oh.
And it meant you got it wrong or right?
Anyway, I need to watch it, but I was told something about a body shape where I said, no, that's not their body shape.
That's very dangerous. That's very
dicko
territory.
Now we're
But I'm not saying anything about what body shape I was told. But
let's not forget he was the one who said he wanted to part the lion's teeth curtains.
I know. I just don't know why you're commenting on someone's body.
No, I wasn't commenting. I haven't said a word about what sort of shape they had, Carrie.
Powerful thighs.
That was visible to the. I'm talking backstage bag on head. Okay. And I hadn't seen the bag head person, but I'm just. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway.
I love it.
This is big.
Don't miss it.
I will not.
Well,
7:30 tonight.
Yep. Can you drop some language live on the project too, Husey?
Oh, see what you can spell out.
What can I spell out?
And then I'll apologise for everybody on behalf of everybody.
What's another similar word that can maybe?
No, I don't think there's a strong one.
All right, we have got to get out of here. Husey and Cavalli up next.
Wow.
Bye
everyone.
Bye guys.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.